Now we're going to begin our message. Our message today is empowering our 12 powers. Charles Fillmore, Unity's co-founder, taught that we each have 12 God-given powers or faculties that aid us on our spiritual journey to bring about our highest good. He wrote in his book, The 12 Powers, man has 12 spiritual faculties, 12 centers of consciousness. And when these faculties are fully expressed, man as the I Am, the Christ, the image likeness of God, is at one with God, the source. The result is fulfillment, completion, wholeness, and perfection. From Myrtle Fillmore's Healing Letters, she states that these basic centers of consciousness, power and substance, and that developing these latent powers will open to us the kingdom and give us Christ mastery. When we do this, we shall succeed in whatever we undertake. In our Sunday school program, we emphasize to our youth that we all created and empowered with superpowers. Yet these are not the same kind of powers like our superheroes with X-ray vision or the ability to fly. But when we use them, these powers can give us the ability to do so-called miraculous things. Jesus, our way shower, was in tune with these powers, which allowed him to do things like feed a multitude of people with only 5 loaves and 2 fish. To walk on water, and to heal the sick. Although some of these stories are approached metaphorically, it still is essential for us, for our spiritual understanding of Jesus' message, that when we activate these powers, we too can do these things and even greater. Jesus' calling of his 12 disciples, as narrated in the Bible, spun with excitement. For you could sense the beginning of something big, something that was going to change and uplift the world for that ancient time and for today. Now let us explore how Jesus of today would search and find these powers.
I am Jesus, the way shower, and my mission in life was to teach people how they can do great things. I searched for 12 helpers, 12 disciples, to guide them to understand their God-given powers so they could teach others. The first power I looked for was the power of faith.
The first superpower of these 12 powers that God has given to all of us is the power of faith. Faith is activated when we say yes to God. It helps us know the truth, even when no one else is around us does. Jesus, again, he saw us, a monk, and knew this was a good person to work with to teach others about faith.
I am a faithful monk. I say yes to God and all that is good and all people everywhere. I also represent the disciple Peter. Jesus called me the rock, as a symbol of strong, immovable faith.
Then there is the power of love. The kind of love that sees the good in everyone. Jesus needed someone who was able to love people no matter what. Jesus saw a mother who loved her child unconditionally and called her to follow.
I am a loving mother. I see, know, and feel God's love in everyone and in myself. I also represent the disciple John, symbolizing the love and compassion that binds all of God's creations in the universe.
In order to do God's work, the power of super strength is needed. Jesus needed someone who knew how important it was to have mental strength as well as physical strength to keep our thoughts good all the time. He found a martial artist and called him, too.
I am a strong martial artist. Not only am I physically strong, but most importantly, I'm spiritually strong. I also represent the disciple Andrew, knowing that God is the source of the strength of my body, mind, and spirit.
The power of wisdom is important to do great things. Wisdom is using our hearts and minds to make good choices. Wisdom listens to the still, small voice inside of us. Jesus saw a teacher who practiced listening a lot and called the teacher to follow along.
I am a wise teacher. My heart guides me to let the mind of Christ's divine intelligence be manifested in me. I also represent the disciple James, son of Zebedee, as I am motivated by a spirit of greater understanding, do that which is mine to do with confidence and intelligence.
Jesus knew that the power of power was important too. The power to take wise thoughts and put them into action. Jesus needed someone who knew that we are the power of God in action, so he chose a construction worker and invited her into the group.
I am a powerful construction worker as I let the infinite, all-powerful, all-knowing God power flow through me as I express my inner and outer works. I represent the disciple Philip, a vital and powerful healer, knowing that the strength of spirit is available to me at all times.
One of the great powers Jesus had was to see beyond appearances. He knew that in order to create a better world, we need to be able to dream and use our power of imagination. He saw a little boy who loved to imagine and explore his world.
Josh is an imaginative little boy. He is never bored. He uses the power of imagination to dream and to play. Josh also represents the disciple Barth, blessing and expressing the beauty life holds for him.
Then there is the power of understanding, to see people and events through the eyes of love, to see the inner Christ light in everyone. Jesus found a scientist who loved to discover the inner workings and called her to follow.
Go ahead.
I am an understanding scientist. My intellectual understanding allows me to read and study with the desire to know spiritual truth. My spiritual understanding allows me to be still and listen to divine guidance. I also represent the disciple Thomas, searching and discovering the truth of God within all creation.
In order to do great works, people need the power of will that motivates us to choose thoughts and actions from our higher self. Jesus saw a hockey player who had the ability and the determination to practice every day and invited him to be one of the 12.
I am a willful hockey player. My will motivates me to pursue my God-given talents, knowing that I can do what may seem impossible. For in God, nothing is impossible. I represent the disciple Matthew, a well-educated and worldly man that had willingly let go of all that I had to follow Jesus.
The power of order is important too. When things don't seem to be going well, it's important to know that there is divine order underneath it all. Jesus needed someone who could see God's love working in everything. He found an accountant who loved to bring to order and called her to follow.
I am an orderly accountant. I place myself in harmony with God's laws, knowing that only good can come to us and others. I represent the disciple James, son of Alphaeus, cooperating with God's divine plan to make my life happy, harmonious, and
Jesus knew that it was important to have zeal in order to do great things. He needed someone with passion and excitement about life that can fuel the other powers. He saw a cheerleader and called her to show others about zeal.
I am a cheerleader full of zeal and passion. I am alive, awake, joyous, and enthusiastic about my life. I represent the disciple Simon the Zealot, having energy and excitement to bring out the very best in others and in myself.
The power of release is important too. The ability to let go of old stuff and to let go of anger and be able to forgive in order to do great things. Jesus discovered a leprechaun that had the ability to laugh and let go and asked her to join too.
I am a leprechaun. I let go and let God. I release the past so that I may live only in the moment full of fun and love for others and for myself. I love dancing around rainbows. I represent the disciple Thaddeus, having the understanding to let go and see only the brilliant colors of others.
Finally, Jesus needed everyone to know about the power of life, the force that helps us to grow, to learn, and to heal. So Jesus chose a farmer to represent life and asked her to join this amazing group.
I am a farmer, learning and growing in life every day. As I plant positive thought seeds in my consciousness, I have the ability to uplift my spirit so that I may heal and restore my life. I represent the disciple Judas, revealing the glory of God through the resurrection of the spiritual life.
All of these powers know that when they are fully activated, they have the ability to do great things.
I know that each one of us has all of these powers within us. In order for us to apply them in our lives, we have to work on activating them. We motivate them by paying attention to them and using our words through prayer and through affirmations to bring them alive, even through one small voice.
Thank you, Amy. That was beautiful.